Von der aktuellen Situation in Brasilien und Südafrika berichten Antonio Martins und Leslie London. Beide Beiträge sind von der Medico International Seite im Rahmen der Kampagne für die Aussetzung von Patentrechten.
Hello, I am Antonio Martins. I live in São Paulo, Brazil, where I am a journalist. I work mainly for alternative media. We are entering a very difficult and a very grave situation. The pandemic in Europe and in other parts of the world is just now declining, but in Brazil it's enhancing, it's becoming more and more mortal. Yesterday, the 1st of March, we had the biggest index of deaths per million in the world. The of the pandemic is collapsing the Brazilian health system in many cities and many capitals of the country. The emergency units, the intensive care units are overcrowded. People are dying in their homes. People are dying also in some hospitals because there is not oxygen. There is a lack of oxygen in these hospitals. So possibly when you hear this interview, we'll be in an even darker situation. It's very difficult what we are facing. And the main problem is that we don't have vaccines. Less than 2% of the population has been vaccinated because of the negligence of the government, the Bolsonaro ultra-right government, but also because there are not vaccines available in all over the world, especially in the countries of the global south.
Hi, I'm Leslie London. I'm a professor of public health at the University of Cape Town, but I'm also a member of the steering committee of People's Health Movement in South Africa, which is a global social movement committed to realizing the right to health across the world. So South Africa has had one of the most severe COVID epidemics, certainly the most severe in Africa, but this epidemic arrived on the back of an already highly unequal healthcare system. We have a healthcare system very divided between public and private, highly unequal, divided urban-rural, divided by race. And so it's not surprising that the impact of the epidemic has also seen exacerbation of inequality. We've seen, for instance, much higher infection rates in poorer areas of the country and higher mortality rates amongst in black townships compared to other areas. It's been also particularly hard on poor people who need to achieve livelihood. We have very high rates of unemployment, so large numbers of unemployed people in the informal sector, and that has been particularly difficult to cope with.